Informed Search Artificial Intelligence. You're listening to Artificial Intelligence. I'm your host, Marion Hawkins, and this is episode number 6. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care. Okay, let's get to it. So far, we have talked about uninformed search algorithms that are looking for possible solutions to problems without having additional knowledge of the search space. Also known as good first searches, the greedy search extends to nodes that appear to be close to the destination. An informed search algorithm contains information about how far away the targets are and how to reach the target nodes. This knowledge helps the agent to explore the search space less and to find targets and nodes more efficiently. The strategy is also to arrange the nodes according to their proximity to the target and their distance from the target, as well as their location in space. There are two variants of best first search, greedy and greedy first search. Greedy search behaves like an unsecured depth. First, you look for the best way to the destination, but then you get stuck in a loop and behave like a greedy search in the sense that you look for the best way to the destination, rather than the most efficient. The greedy FSO algorithm chooses the path that seems to be best, and it can be described as greedy, or best, of the best search for a particular group of nodes in space. Greedy FSO uses the heuristic function of search and allows you to use this algorithm in a number of different ways, such as in the case of a search for a specific group of nodes. There are several ways to identify the best nodes for transversalization, but the most promising one for me is the heuristic function HN that takes a node and returns a state that is informative enough to be a non-negative real number. This should help you decide which state is best for a particular group of nodes in a particular area of the network. Accordingly, there are a number of different heuristics for this state, such as the state of a single node or the state of all nodes. Informative search algorithms use the idea of heuristics and are also called heuristic search. There are a number of functions that help guide the search towards your destination, and we use these functions in informed search. Informal search functions such as HN and HS look for the most promising way to find the best condition for a specific group of nodes in an area of the network. It takes the current state of the active substance as input and creates an estimate of how close it is to the target. However, this is a rather uninformed heuristic. Since we do an exhaustive search, we tend to explore the uninteresting parts of the search space. This is because some methods of performing such exhaustive searches are more efficient than others, depending on the search space and problem. If there is no start or destination node and it cannot be distinguished in terms of an estimate, then the estimate is the same. In practice, it may therefore be more inefficient than a well-founded search algorithm, i.e. it may take more time to find a solution. It is the problem, specific knowledge that the informed person uses, to find the optimal solution more quickly. Now that we have understood the algorithms of informed search, we will discuss the nature of the informal search strategy. Informed search is divided into three main types, which use different paths in the tree of states to achieve the goal of a solution. Each node involved in the problem-solving process has its own state, such as the state of the state tree, its state type, and its type of node. Choosing the order of the nodes in the extension offers different search strategies that are suitable for different problems. There are two types of searches based on the use of information about the target, and this means that we do not use all the information that helps us to achieve our goal. When we use a strategy algorithm in this form of search, it ignores where it is going until it finds our goal, even if it does not. In order for a search algorithm to handle search problems, heuristics are designed for this specific search problem. Euclidean distance is used as heuristics to find the way from one city to another. In the Pac-Man problem discussed in a previous post, the distance from Manhattan can be used for this and so on. Domain, to inject specific knowledge into a search algorithm and how heuristics are designed for the particular problem brings us back to the idea of heuristics. Let us first see which algorithms can be used as haystrokes and then create search trees that use this domain-specific knowledge. The two basic approaches differ in how the objective is verified in node creation and extension. The width. First search finds J at its shallowest when the targets are the nodes M, V, J, etc. This is all for today, friends. My name is Marion and this was episode 6 of Artificial Intelligence. See ya next time.